The next parak, Kuf Tes Vav, 115, is only said when we say full halal, not when we say what's known as half halal. What's the difference? So there are some technical differences. The Gemara Masechta Erechin Daf Yud says that on a Yom Tov where the carbon musaf, the musaf offering would have been different to the day before, because there's a new carbon, we say full halal. Because every new carbon is a new indication of something spiritual that's different. It's a new manifestation of Ruchnias. So on Sukkos, each one of the days of Sukkos, we offer up a different number of Pari HaChag. On the other hand, on Pesach, the carbon musaf that was offered is the same every day. So on Sukkos we say full halal. On Pesach, after the first days of Yom Tov, we only say half halal. The Shla HaKadosh says that because on Pesach we did not yet attain our full level of Kedusha because we haven't yet received the Torah, we say half halal on the most of Pesach. We're not yet complete. Rosh Chodesh, it's only a minhag to say halal. And therefore we say halal, half halal, rather than full halal because it's not a Yom Tov and there was no miracle. However, because there was a miracle that took place on Chanukah we say full halal. Now, the parak starts Leilanu Hashem, Leilanu Kivashim Chatein Kovet, El Chasachal Amitecha. Not for our sake, Hashem, not for our sake, but for your name's sake, give glory for your kindness and for your truth. The Iyun Tfila says, we ask Hashem, please Hashem, redeem us. Not because we're personally worthy, not even because of the Schasavos. Rather, as the Radak says, we want this for Kvod Shammai. Protect your glorious name, so the non-Jews have no opportunity to deny your mastery and dominion. And here lies something very, very important. The Nesivus, in his Haggadah, explains that essentially what happens with the Yetzias Mitzrayim is that from now on, the Jewish people and Hashem have a shared sense of destiny. As the Malbim says in Sefer Shmuel, Kvod Shemayim, Kvod Yisrael, Tzluyim, Zeh Bazeh. The honor of the Jewish people, the honor of heaven, are totally and utterly intertwined. Jewish nation are Hashem's representatives on earth. And therefore what happens to the Jewish people directly impacts the way that all of humanity will see Hashem. If the Jewish people are weak and vulnerable, if the Jewish people are being persecuted, it looks chas v'shalom like there's no God in the world. What? A God can't protect his people? It gets to the point where the Gemara tells us that when Titus HaRasha is in the Beis HaMikdash, he slashes the Pareiches with his sword and the Pareiches bleeds. He thinks he's killed God. The imagery that Chazal used is so vivid. He thinks that by vanquishing the Jewish people, he's also killed Hashem too. Because the way that the Jewish people are perceived is the way that the nations of the world will perceive Hashem. And therefore we can turn around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Leilanu Hashem, Leilanu, it's not for us, it's for you. Which is the most powerful way to be in a relationship. Don't do it for me, do it for you because it's good for you. Mission in Pirkei Avos called Masha Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bara El Lechvoidai. This world is essentially created for Kvod Shamayim. But the way the world will get to this awareness of Kvod Shamayim through the way that they perceive the Jewish people. So we ask Hashem, don't save us for our sake, save us for yours, because we're in this together.